Hey, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to At The Tone. An hour of music for crate diggers, featuring library music, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. So light up the lava lamp and come on an amazing journey. We will begin At The Tone.
Thank you.
Bells and Whistles with a tune called Ojami. And before that, Mr. Piero Umiliani and Dolomiti. That's right, it's library music here on At The Tone. I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. It's like having your very own worldwide shortwave station on the interwebs. I do have a featured album today on At The Tone. It's a compilation released on Trunk Records called The G-Spots. Now, started in the mid-1960s by advertising man John Gale, Studio G slowly grew into one of the smartest and consistent record libraries in the United Kingdom. With a catalog of some 40 albums spanning a set range of genres, with music composed by a handful of mighty talents, Studio G Recordings successfully ended up introducing and punctuating classic TV throughout the decades. Now, the G-Spots is the first compilation of Studio G Recordings, and the G-Spots compilation features heavy electronics, jazz, weird sonic interludes, dystopian futures, and folky spatial drifts. Wow. So we're going to dig into this album today, The G-Spots, the spacey folk electro-horror sounds of the Studio G Library. Thank you. tunes for my featured album today, which is the G-Spot, released on Trunk Records, a compilation of library music from the Studio G Library. We heard three pieces by Douglas Wood. We started off with Folk Ghost, then we heard Boy in Space, and finally Moon Nightclub. Alright, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At The Tone here on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info.
Every now and then I read a poem that is so perfect, so simple and obvious and yet layered, and that speaks so directly to my heart as well as my mind that I'm blown away. Some writers of poetry and fiction squeeze birds flapping and thrashing their resistance into their metaphors like so many wannabe princesses forcing their unwilling feet into someone else's glass slipper. Billy Collins, the poet laureate of the United States from 2001 to 2003, let swans be swans in his poem Genius from his collection Aimless Love. Mr. Collins gave me permission to read it on the air today. Genius was what they called you in high school if you tripped on a shoelace in the hall and all your books went flying. Or if you walked into an open locker door, you would be known as Einstein, who imagined riding a streetcar into infinity. Later, genius became someone who could take a sliver of chalk and square pi 100 places out beyond the decimal point. Or a man painting on his back on a scaffold. Or drawing a water wheel in a margin. Or spinning out a little night music. But earlier this week, on a wooded path, I thought the swans afloat on the reservoir were the true geniuses, the ones who had figured out how to fly, how to be both beautiful and brutal, and how to mate for life. 24 geniuses in all, for I numbered them as Yeats had done, deployed upon the calm crystalline surface. 48 if we count their white reflections, or an even 50 if you want to throw in me and the dog running up ahead, who were at least smart enough to be out that morning, she sniffing the ground, me with my head up in the bright morning air. That was Genius by Billy Collins from Aimless Love, published by Random House in 2013. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
Maureen's Cafe. Tune in for a folk-flavored variety mix and hear Maureen tell it like it is. Wednesdays, 5 to 7 UTC. Right here on The Global Voice. Don't miss it.
You are listening to The Global Voice. You are listening to The Global Voice.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. Stopping, staring. I can't see the faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave my love behind. I won't let you leave my love behind.
Thank you.
here's a program from our archives. Believe it or not, the sounds we're listening to were produced by deer. They were recorded in Nara, Japan, at a park where deer are not only protected, they're considered sacred. Today, a cross-cultural glimpse at our attitudes towards deer and other animals. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Richard James is executive director of the Schuylkill Center for Environmental Education.
That sound represents a real cultural dichotomy between the Japanese and the cultures of the West. In the Eastern cultures, there is a relationship between all the animals that live in the natural world. And in Japan, these deer are given sacred qualities simply because they represent an ethereal part of the environment that the Japanese sense, but they can't touch, they can't taste it, and they can't feel it, but they're aware it's there. In the West, we have a much different philosophy. In the West, the philosophy clearly is that of human dominance. To us, a white-tailed deer is just another thing in nature to be conquered. We haven't found that mutual relationship between us and the white-tailed deer. You often hear people say, oh, those lousy pigeons and those rotten rats and those crazy squirrels. What you're really hearing in reality is a list of survivors. As we moved into natural habitats, most of the previous occupants voted with their feet. They got up and moved. They simply got out of the way. There were a few left behind who chose to stay with us and to make the adaptation to living in an urban world. The white-tailed deer clearly has done that. And as a result, we don't like them. Just the reason we don't like the rats and we don't like pigeons and we don't like squirrels, they moved in with us and they make us very uncomfortable.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.
You're listening to The Global Voice.
And welcome back to At The Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Global Voice. Space Bomb House Band with a tune called G Energy from their cassette Library Music 2, Temple of Engine Room. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At The Tone on The Global Voice. An hour of music for crate diggers, showcasing library music, pop-tinged psychedelia, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. All right, I've got a featured album today on At The Tone. It's the G-Spots, which was released on Trunk Records back in about 2008. Now, in the mid-1960s, John Gale saw an opportunity. He was a finder of music for people in advertising, but in his opinion, the library music he was finding wasn't that interesting, and possibly even a little out of touch with modern life. So he started his own library music company, and he called it Studio G. We're going to sample some more tunes from the Studio G, with starting off with Paul Lewis and Waiting for Nina.
What is ham radio? It's the most fun you can have with a radio. Talk to people around the world or even orbiting the world. And you don't need a 2-year contract or internet access to do it. Learn about electronics and be of service to your community. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, has over 2,000 clubs across the country, including this one in your area.
Thank you.
Some tunes from the G-Spots, the spacey folk electro-horror sounds of the Studio G Library, here on At the Tone.
Exploring Science and the Sea. In July 1879, the USS Jeannette left San Francisco, headed for the North Pole. No one had reached the pole yet, and scientists suspected it was ice-free, with a ring of ice around it. Just 2 months later, though, the ship was frozen fast in the ice. It floated along for almost 2 years before the ice crushed it. Crew members then faced a long trek across sea and land that killed 20 of them. Only 13 survived. But something else survived with those men, the ship's logbooks. Crew members made hourly observations of ice conditions, temperatures, and other weather and climate information. Today, scientists are using those records to learn more about how the climate is changing and what that's doing to the Arctic ice. In fact, researchers have digitized the logs of dozens of ships from as far back as the 18th century. They've extracted weather observations from the books and incorporated them into an international database. That will provide a more detailed look at how the climate has changed. The project is known as Old Weather. It began in 2010 in the UK and expanded to the United States a few years later. The logs came from British and American naval vessels, as well as whaling ships. The newest logs are from American ships of the Civil War era. Although they recorded relatively little about weather and icing conditions, researchers hope to extract some good nuggets anyway. Learning more about the future of our planet's climate by learning more about its past. Science in the Sea, a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And now, for today's multiple choice trivia question. Wally Harding is A. Sick in bed.
Wally sick in bed? Oh boy!
B. The Flying Dustman.
Too much garbage in your face? There's plenty of space out in space!
Hello,
world!
C. A fierce hunter, striking fear into the hearts of chickens everywhere.
Go, oh, get on with it. Go on! All right up the tail feather.
D. The wacky host of Wally Worldwide on The Global Voice, heard every Friday at 18 hours UTC.
Just mad, absolutely mental.
Or is Wally Harding, E. A robot taxi driver?
You are now free to move about the cabin.
Tune into Wally Worldwide for the answer to this and many other pressing questions. Fridays from 18 to 20 hours UTC. Right here on The Global Voice. Check the broadcast schedule for repeat time.
No matter your flavor, you found it. The Global Voice. Radio for all.
The squirming coil of sunset. I keep it in my reach. Tried yesterday to get away and hitchhike to the beach. I saw Satan on the beach trying to catch a ray. He wasn't quite the speed of light, and the squirming coil, it got away.
follows him down the crooked street. When he returns, the verse complete. Jimmy holds the tennis root, the forest tasty nectar shoot. The sun tips off the monarch's suit, from sequin stash to shiny boot. I'd like to thank the coil someday, like Icarus, who had to pay. Through melting wax and feathers brown, he tasted it on his way down. Stung the puppy, burned the whale, like a scrub and go to jail. Forged the coin and licked the stamp, little Jimmy's off to camp. Thank you.
big song tonight. Come see us again. Thanks.
Band called Fish with The Squirming Coil. All right, that's going to wrap it up for At The Tone. I'm DJ Frederick. I'll be here next week at this time on this station at this frequency on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info.